Kendall Cole's a mama. I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Kendall calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Kendall calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
The Black Crowes on Trail Mix. That's Hard to Handle, beginning the 8 o'clock hour. I won't call it my favorite hour, but you know why I said that. Prince and the Revolution coming up next. Before some football, two games last night with implications for both my fantasy team and the NFL season. Details after these. Here's Prince and the Revolution.
We'll be right back. can listen to Trail Mix 103.1 on your phone. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone today.
I listen to it on the app.
I listen on the app.
Pop in your earbuds and start listening today on the Civic Media app.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my hand to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but the answer is why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm you? choice. Can't live without her. Love me or hate me, we will be boys. Your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend. But no still means no.
Magic on Trail Mix 103.1. That was Rude. And Rude is what I had for a fantasy experience over these last 2 weeks. What the heck? Oh, Raiders. Why? I got Brock Bowers on my fantasy team, and I might have to find a different tight end if Geno's not going to figure it out. Either way, week two is in the books, and as is usually the case, we've started getting a sense for who is real and who is not. 9 teams remain undefeated after yesterday. That's kind of high for just 2 weeks of play. 3 of 9 teams come to us from the NFC West. The San Francisco 49ers, Arizona Cardinals, and the LA Rams. Sorry, Seahawks. The Buccaneers won last night in dramatic fashion, and the Eagles and the Packers round out the NFC 2-0 club. On the other side of things, the AFC boasts the Bills and Bengals, plus a surprise Colts team, which I would actually call the surprise of the season, at least so far. Let's look at teams we thought might be undefeated, but aren't. The Chiefs are number one here. No win so far, but they're also at the top of my don't worry list. That's still Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid. The Commanders notched a win in week one, but came down to earth last Thursday. Haha. The Lions started rough by the same hand. Green Bay, the Grim Reaper so far. Finally, the Ravens and Steelers are both even right now at 1-1. But when you look at teams like those, it really stands out that 15 games remain. I expect big changes to come for, well, most teams. Average is average for a reason, after all. So everybody should be thinking, this too shall pass. Remember, that saying is for the good times, too. Later this hour, we'll take a look at the early going for one Packer in particular, and we'll answer a critical question. Do stats actually tell the story? I bet you can guess the answer to that one. But stay tuned for the weather first.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on Trail Mix by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
The 2025 hook and line season for sturgeon is now open and runs through Tuesday, September 30th here in the Badger State. More details about the season when we return, but first,
whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that the 2025 hook and line season for lake sturgeon remains open on certain waters through September 30th. You can find a list of those water bodies at dnr.wisconsin.gov and then search lake sturgeon. Anglers are reminded that only one sturgeon with a minimum length measurement of 60 inches may be harvested during the season. A hook and line sturgeon tag is not required if an angler plans to release the sturgeon they catch during the open season. Note that some sturgeon may be tagged near the dorsal fin. The DNR asks anglers to leave that tag attached to the fish if they release it. The tags provide the DNR with information about movement and growth of lake sturgeon. If you do catch a tagged sturgeon, submit the following information to the county fisheries biologist to help the DNR with future management practices. Let them know where the fish was caught, the date of the catch, tag number, color and material composition of the tag, and overall fish length. And remember, leave the tag attached if you release the fish.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
September is Hunger Action Month, and Trail Mix 103.1 encourages you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items today at Wheelway in Fifield, the Trail Mix Studios in Park Falls, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Odeer Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with Trail Mix 103.1.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at only about 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Walk on the slippery rocks. Your ears. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Symphony that's live.
The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony on Trail Mix, Duran Duran and Edie Brickell just a moment ago. Four more coming at you before more football. I've got Philip Bailey and Phil Collins coming up next. Yes, that is Easy Lover you hear. Later this hour, a look at one particular Packer player and how he's doing with his golden opportunity. I won't tell any jokes that bad, though, I promise. Here's Philip Bailey and Phil Collins on Trail Mix.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on. Flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. It's gone.
So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible bell come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women. American kids doing best they can.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
Boom.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size.
cause you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, hey. I'm bringing booty back. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold a knife. And no, I won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
Don't be distracted by all the squirrels and chipmunks. We do have the best mix in town. Trail Mix 103.1.
I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
That's Cher, If I Could Turn Back Time, following Meghan Trainor and John Cougar. Last year, I had the pleasure of talking directly with a guy named Dusty Evely. Dusty is a writer and breakdown writer. Well, I suppose those are the same thing. He writes breakdowns mostly for acmepackingcompany.com. He knows football really, really well, and he writes extraordinarily well. Maybe my favorites from Dusty come in the form of those breakdowns that often answer a critical question: what's the real story behind the stats? Just a couple hours ago, early this morning, Dusty released a breakdown of Matthew Golden's performance so far through 2 weeks. The stats? Pretty ugly. 2 catches on 4 targets for 16 receiving yards, and 2 carries for 15 yards. And that's it. Or is it? Check out Dusty's breakdown for all the details, but here's the bottom line. Matthew has actually looked good, and the big game is probably coming soon. Those 2 missed catches were misses by Love in both cases. One, a sure touchdown. The other, a pretty likely touchdown. From there, I'll give you the highlights as Dusty has written them. For wide receivers, the first steps right after the snap are critical. The release, it's called. The first major ingredient of getting open. It's one of the toughest things to judge for scouts in college because college defenses don't often involve tight one-on-one coverage, or press man, as it's called. Golden has already shown that his releases are good enough to get him space in press man coverage, especially if the defender underestimates his speed and starts out too close. That's why defenders are often so far away from the guy they're covering, by the way, because that guy is fast and you need time to react to what he does. From there, more good things. Golden is, of course, fast, but more importantly, he knows when and how to use that speed to make defenders back off or otherwise manipulate him, then take advantage of that cushion. Those are signs that he'll be able to translate physical skills to the NFL level that requires decision-making. And remember, it took Devontae Adams about 3 years to do that. Will Matthew be Devontae? No. Will he be good? I'm optimistic, but as always, we'll see. And you should see for yourself, acmepackingcompany.com. Just check out the writing section. Look at Dusty Evely. Look out for the name Justice Mosqueda, too. acmepackingcompany.com. I can't say enough about. Stay tuned. Check the weather up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Buying a home is personal. Your mortgage should be too. At Forward Bank, they take the time to get to know you. Whether you're upgrading, downsizing, or buying your first home, they've got options tailored to fit your life and your budget. Because at Forward Bank, they're not just lending money, they're building dreams, one home at a time. Let's get started today. Forward Bank, moving homeowners forward. Check it out online at forward.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at only about 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
If you're wondering how long I could theoretically talk about football in a given day, well, I'll counter that with a question of my own. Have you ever heard of a filibuster? Flock of Seagulls coming up next on Trail Mix.
Kind of vibe.
Trail Mix 103.1.
My tree, she rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart, but she doesn't know what she's done. Feel her breath in my face, body close to me.
can't look in her eyes. She's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. I look in the mirror and all I see is a young old man with only a dream. Am I just fooling myself that she'll stop the pain? Living without her, I go insane. My face, her body close to me, can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I am anything she needs. She's like the wind. My face.